Lindsay, you have no idea what that song, this song, this performance did to me at 15 years old.
I can't imagine. It's making me smile now.
Hold Down by Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and Keith Emerson died last night, was an electricity which has virtually fueled me to this day. I've never seen anything like it. Their records won't hint at it, film won't. The reputation certainly doesn't, but I never, ever saw anything like the crescendo upon crescendo and the sheer power of a rock band like Emerson, Lake and Palmer at the Pavilion Theatre, 1971, December. And I'll go again, Pete. Dragged me out in the city. I don't remember standing up. I don't remember sitting down. I don't remember much about the next day. And everyone has a moment like that, I think, in their musical taste. And I don't care if it's One Direction or Jerry Lee Lewis that did it here. That did that. And I've never known anything like it. And when we did Cradle to Grave, the only real bit of fantasy in it was the idea that in my bedroom I had a big poster of Tarkus, which was their second album, on the wall. I always wanted that. You couldn't get that. And I made it right again in Cradle to Grave. If you ever see my bedroom in that, Laurie Kinnaston, who plays me, behind him on the wall is a great big poster of Tarkus, because when I was his age, as he is in that, all I wanted in the world was a big Emerson, Lake and Palmer poster on the wall. And so it's an awful day, but the way this year has gone. But we look up and not down, and... Well, as I say, they've kicked off this show ever since it started. Yeah. Keith Emerson has. Yeah. And he died last night. And I'm absolutely never been prouder of a player. What's that then?
And Mark has been in touch as well, saying I'm really sad to hear Keith Emerson died. Saw ELP a fair few times, but the main one I remember was the Brain Salad Surgery Tour. I saw them at Liverpool Empire in quadraphonic sound. I remember the piano break in Tarkus and Keith sitting at a huge Steinway piano with the obligatory bottle of whiskey on top of it. In that piano break, he played virtually every style of music, from ragtime to classical to jazz and blues and some new styles he invented himself. He'd play a complicated riff with his left hand and swig the whiskey with his right.
One second, Linz, 1 second. God love you, Keith. God rest you.